Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
So welcome everybody. I have an important message for you all. Thank you for being here and watching this day. And my message is concerning just our well-being and the state of our mind and our heart. And to remind you all that scripture is not difficult to understand. And we need and we should keep it simple and not let things get so out of hand where we don't understand what to do. You know, I often say when strife is there, the enemy is near. But I also want to tell you that when confusion is there, you know, we still don't have the full understanding of what Yahweh wants us to do in our words and in our life and how He wants us to live. And the connection between that and our well-being, the connection between that and our health. And it's my concern as your brother and for you, my family out there, my brothers and sisters, that you be in a state of physical, emotional, and spiritual wellness and joy, like the scriptures tell us. And there's a lot of people making things more complicated than they have to be. So I want to remind you and explain to you the state that Yahweh wants us to be in and how we are to be there. And encourage you. You know, because as our eyes are opened up to Torah, we have to remember, and this is a very important thing, the Torah does not replace Yeshua. Just like Yeshua does not do away with the Torah does not replace Yeshua. And we need to get back to square one and understand exactly the idea of creation and the idea of a father, of a heavenly father who loves his children and he wants best for his children. So for a moment, take the word Torah out of this and understand that there is a wonderful creator, a heavenly father who has us, his children, and he wants the best for us. But there are corrupt people in this world, similar to a child that has some bad friends that will lead them astray. You know, and the father's heart is for the son to make the wise choices and to dwell in safety. As the father provides the wisdom for the child, as the child grows older, he has to go out on his own. And prayerfully, the lessons of the father will stay with the child, and the child will dwell in safety all his days. Well, let's keep it simple and not get confused. Yahweh has given us a wonderful story. Yahweh has given us a wonderful position of life. The sadness that our family members and our brothers and sisters in Yahweh from the past have not made the best decisions and have made poor choices which seem to have doomed their faith, at least made their lives harder. And we can take an example from that. We can take example of that to understand the importance of making the wise choices of sticking to the Father's guidelines and instructions for us and keeping it simple and seeking the wellness, the spiritual, emotional wellness for us. Let's just break away from man's doctrines and man's ideas and just understand on simple terms that we have a Father who loves us. We have a father who loves us. We have a physical father and a physical mother, but we have a heavenly father who created us in the womb before anyone even knew anything. He knew every hair on our head. He knew exactly what he wanted in us and how he created us. And he's given us the lessons in life to make wise choices. And as we get young and we don't know these things, he has patience with us. But as we grow in wisdom, we have the time to make our own choice of who we want to follow. Regardless of what choices we make in life, regardless of what we do in life, he's always going to love you. Remember that. He's always going to love each one of us because we are his children. And even if we make the worst choices, he loves us. And he always cares about our safety. He always cares about our well-being. But there are consequences to the choices we make. And it says in the scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because we make bad choices, we most likely, unless we get right and repent, will make bad choices for our teaching and our children. And it says not only will we suffer, but our children will suffer as well. It's not that a curse is passed down from one generation to another. It's the bad choices that are passed down that bring the curses upon us. Because the scriptures say the good choices we make will lead to blessings, and the bad choices we make will lead to curses. We have to understand the physical and the spiritual side of all these things. We have to wipe away the titles of Christianity and Hebrew roots, and we have to understand we're all children of Yahweh. And Yahweh wants us to acknowledge, accept, and believe that he loves us and he cares for us. And he is our Heavenly Father. And there is no other creator besides him. And that alone and nothing else will secure your salvation according to the word of our wonderful creator and the word of scripture. That alone and nothing else. To acknowledge that there's one creator and it is your Heavenly Father. Whether you want to use the word, the name Yahweh, or you want to use a different name, that's your decision to make. But he is who he is. And you need to acknowledge him for who he is if you want to secure your salvation according to scripture. And it's not by keeping Torah or keeping our works that we'll receive this pass into our eternal lives and our heavenly lives. So if our works and the way we act and the choices we make are not going to base us, well, that one choice will base it of who we proclaim as our heavenly creator. Besides that choice, if our other choices and decisions we make do not secure our salvation, what's the point of following the advice of the Father? And as I mentioned several times, and I'll say it again, it's his desire for our well-being and his wisdom that goes beyond the wisdom of human understanding that's going to help us make the choice in life that's going to keep us blessed, healthy, and joyful. And that's what any parent would want for their children. And the more we strive away from those choices or the wisdom that our Creator wants us to use, the more we put ourselves in danger. And no parent wants their child to be in danger. He's given us this wonderful opportunity to learn from the past and to move forward and make the wise choices. He's also a forgiven Father. And if we repent, or if we want to take away the scriptural theology words, and we say if we change our minds and we start acting right, we're going to get the choices, and making the choices, we're going to get the outcomes that he desired for us. See, it comes down to blessings and curses. That's why we listen to the Father and we follow his guidelines and instructions. Forget about the word sin and repentance for a moment. And just think about, and even forget about the word obedience. Just think about wise choices we make. So the first and most important choice we do need to make is to trust and acknowledge that Yahweh is the only creator. He's our creator. There's no other creator besides him. And he does want what's best for us. That's the first thing we need to acknowledge. That will, number one, secure our salvation. And number two, it'll help us trust him in what he decided for us. We have to believe and trust in that number one choice. And as we make that choice, we have to look at the full picture of scripture and look at the history of scripture and look at the bad choices we've made in the past. We have to understand on a heavenly level or on a spiritual level where our Creator sits and who he is. We can't physically see him, but we could hear him and we could feel him and we can talk to him. And he's given us these guidelines and instructions, but he's went beyond that. He's went beyond that. He's taken every barrier out of our way to physically see him, And he's given us the part of him to make it easier for us to understand who he is and what he did for us. He took his part of his salvation to help us make that right choice. And he's put it in a human form, in a human form in his salvation, which we would call Yahshua. That's Yahweh's salvation. And regardless of what you decide to call his salvation, it's still his salvation. Yahshua, Jesus, the Son of God, whatever you want to call it, it's his salvation. And just as we must make the choice to trust in a Heavenly Father, we must trust in the human part of our Heavenly Father that came to show us and prove to us who he is, what he wants us to do, what he done for us, and the choice we made in accepting his salvation. So we accept Yahshua and we secure our salvation. There's only one creator. There's only one Yahweh. And there's only one way through salvation, and that is through his salvation, which is his Yahshua. Hallelujah. It's his Yahshua. And it's the perfect example. So we have example from the past of our brothers and sisters that have made the wrong choices and have reaped curses on themselves and their children. And then we have the perfect example of the salvation of Yahweh that came for us in a physical form to show us the way to go, to show us what we're supposed to do and the choice we're supposed to make and how we're supposed to act. And there's many different ideas about this, but we have to look at scripture and what it says. At the beginning, there was Yahweh, and part of Yahweh is his Yahshua. And Yahshua came in a physical form to show us the way and the choices we are to live our lives for all the blessings that Yahweh has for us, and to accept and trust that he truly is Yahweh's salvation. That is the key and essential to understand, to accept that and to believe that. But then when Yahshua departed, he left with us another part of the whole idea of the way we choose our choices. He left with us the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to continue to help us see Yahweh's salvation and make those wise choices in trusting that Yahweh is the only creator, and that he loves us and he wants what's best for us. So it's very simple. We have the original covenant and all of the information and the history of creation. We have our Heavenly Father, who we're supposed to trust, believe, and follow. And then we have the physical form of that, which separated himself as part of our wonderful Creator and came here in physical form, the salvation of Yahweh, to give us an example of who we are to see, trust, and believe and accept in following Yahshua. Following Yahshua. So we have Yahweh, our Creator, and then we have Yahweh, the Son, or the salvation that we trust and accept and believe. So Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the salvation, and then we have Yahweh the Spirit, when Yeshua descended and it was left with us to follow, trust, and believe. So we have Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son, and Yahweh the Spirit. Yes, they are all part of Yahweh, and they are all to show us and give us what he desires for us. He desires for us to make the final and most important choice in our lives in trusting him and believing he is who he says he is, the one and only creator. And he also desired for us our well-being and our physical state to make the right choices so we could experience the joy he wanted us to experience. And along with that choice, to go and tell others, our other brothers and sisters, everyone on this planet, whether they're tormented by spiritual demons and the wickedness of the world, or whether they're free and making the right choices, to tell, remind, and keep telling people about a wonderful creator, who he is, that he's the only creator, and about his salvation through Yeshua, and to make the wise choices in following Yahweh the Spirit, the set-apart Spirit that we must understand. It's that simple. Don't get confused with all this other stuff and his other things. So when we make the choices to follow his plan, as his word says, know the plans I have for you, and they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. That's it. Know the plans that he has for us. They are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. And his plan was from the beginning of time. His plan was from the beginning of the creation. His plan became before he gave us the written word of the instructions through Moses. His plan always existed for us, and he told us what it was and how we are going to get there. And the more that we make the choice, and often our choices are led by our so-called bad friends or our bad influences, and the more we listen to these bad influences and make the wrong choices, we're not going to get the desire that Yahweh had for us, the good and the hope, the future and the hope. So we must make the right choices, and we must base our choices on the instructions that he had given us. And he told us in his instructions what his desire is for us. So can we please get away from the confusion? Can we please get away from the labels and the different groups and the different ideas and stick to our Creator and his ideas and what he wants for us, that he's given us in the story, in the words, and through creation, that he's given us in the example, and he's given us through the physical examples, and he leaves us with of how to make those right choices. And he doesn't want us to suffer. He says, he doesn't want his people to suffer. He wants us to follow his ways so we could have everlasting life. He says in his word in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want to change from their wicked ways so they would live. And even the word wickedness and evil and all these words, let's just simplify it and say good choices versus bad choices. And then there's the one ultimate choice that's going to determine our salvation and nothing else. And that choice, as we said several times, and we must understand, is accepting him for who he says he is. Now, the choices we make are going to make our lives more difficult or easier. We're going to have more blessings and curse in our life, depending on how close we want to stick to Scripture. And the more we get away from Scripture, the more we put our physical and mental well-being in danger. But our salvation is not based on that. Our salvation is based on our confession and our belief in our wonderful Creator. And then some of you are left to ask, if we believe in him and who he says he is, why wouldn't we listen to the choices that he told us to live and how to walk our lives? And I simply say to this, our young children love us, their parents, but they're often persuaded through peer pressure or through other bad friends and bad influences in our lives where they make poor choices. That shouldn't change our love for our children. It should just have to make us desire even more to pray for them and help them have good fluent influences in their lives and to keep them away from these bad influences. Ultimately, each person has to make their own decision on who they want to follow and the choices they want to make in life. The enemy is out there and spiritual warfare is real, and that is the bad influence we must seek to avoid. So we make the right choices, the choices that are good for us. And as we get away from the labels of Scripture and all these words and we understand, the choices aren't difficult. And now that we have the salvation part of Yahweh to live as our example, to make the right choices, the better choices, because the Yeshua part of Yahweh, the salvation part of Yahweh, doesn't only secure our salvation in Yahweh. He helps us to stay away from the bad influences and make the right choices, physically showing us how to live and make those right choices. The set apart spirit part of our wonderful Creator, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, doesn't just teach us to make that one important decision of accepting Yahweh for who he is, but he also teaches us, leads us, and guides us to stay away from bad influences and make the right choices. Our Creator says in his word, and it's true, and we need to believe this, we will have nothing in our lives, nothing in our lives that are going to sadden us, worry us, or make us live in fear if we're making these right choices. We'll have not just the physical wellness, but also the emotional wellness and comfort to understand that Yahweh has given us everything we need to bless us and keep us blessed in every single way. So it's not difficult. We don't need to add more to this. And we look at decisions and the choice in life, and then we look at the bad influences life and what led up to those bad influences and the outcome of those bad influences. We think about the beginning in the garden. You had Adam, and Adam had everything that he needed to have the most blessed life ever. But as he decided to get away through the bad influences in his life from our Creator's guidelines and instructions, things started to happen to him that were taking away those blessings in his life and adding curses to his life. One thing the scripture says for sure that we must understand and believe is the right choices are going to lead to blessings and a wrong choice going to lead to curses. And if we have curse in our lives, we're most likely making some bad decisions. And if we have blessings in our lives, we're most likely making some wise decisions according to our Creator's word. But as Adam gotten away from the word, he brought these curses into existence that are going to continue to suffer or affect people that make the wrong choices. But we can break that. We can break those outcomes by making the right choices. And we continue to see the story of the people that continue to make the wrong choices. And then we fast forward all the way over. We look over to Yahshua and the choices that he taught us to make and gave us to listen to our Creator. The original instructions of our Creator never changed. And the guides that our Creator gave us to make these wise choices, Yahweh was always blessing us to help us with these influences, to help us make better choices in our lives and in our decisions. When it comes to our emotional health and our physical health and the decisions we make and who we decide to have in our lives, we must use our Creator's word to know we're making the right choice. So when we look at our relationships and who we decide to consider our friends in life, and who we decide to dwell with in life, and who we decide to team up with in life, we're either teaming up with good influences or bad influences. And those good influences are going to help us make wise decisions based on our Creator's words, and those bad influences are going to persuade and encourage us to depart from our Creator's words and open us up to many of these curses in life. And whether it's the spiritual warfare, and who we're going to listen to, or whether it's our relationships and our marriage, or our relationships and our friendships, the people we decide to dwell with is going to have a tremendous impact on our life. So we must remember this on that physical level with our decisions that we make. We have to understand that the salvation part of Yahweh the Son, Yahshua, said, "My yoke is not difficult." And when we think about that, we have to understand, what does yoke mean? Yoke, the bond behind the net that would keep people weighed down. Yeshua came to make it light. And we could look at scripture and say, well, he seemed to have made it harder for us because he said it's not only our physical actions, but also the choices and the things we think. No, he was making it not harder, but making us aware that the bad choices we make start in our mind. And that stems from our heart. And we must get our heart right with our Creator if we want to start making these right choices. And we think about the love that Yeshua gave us and showed us, and the peace and the joy, and we start to experience all of this. Death, destruction, and all of these curses in life were not part of Yahweh's plan for us. And as we can get away from the things that the world has addicted us to, and keeping these bad choices in our lives. We can start to be cleansed and healed. And we can start to walk in the light that Yeshua teaches us and Yahweh tells us about. How many of you want that in your lives? If you're suffering from disease, whether it's mental illness or physical ailments, we can start getting away from that. And praise Yah that the word says one day we'll have new bodies. But that's not for us to forget that right now we have our bodies. Our bodies that Yahweh wants us to be blessed and cleaned. And he wants us to be healed. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be healthy. But we have to have the faith of who he is and how he wants us to live, so we get rid of those bad choices in our life. And he's given us the guidelines and instructions of doing that. What we put in our minds, what we put in our body, has a tremendous impact on what comes out of it. We must remember this. If we defile our mind with bad thoughts, and we do things that are not of him, and we listen to the bad influence of our life, it's going to affect our physical state, as long as our mental state and our emotional state. If we put things in our bodies that were not designed to help our bodies thrive the way our Creator wanted us to do, he created us, and he knows every single hair on our head, every organ in our body, and if we listen to what he said we should do to make it healthy, we're going to be blessed. But if we continually put things in our minds and in our physical bodies that he doesn't want for us, we're not going to experience the levels of health he wants us to experience. We have the wonderful record of the written word that people died for us to get and for us to have. But we must get away from the confusion of this world. We must get away from all this confusion and the poor choices that people are making. Often people don't like to hear that they are responsible for their choices. And the reality of it is, we are. So if you are in a hospital bed right now, if you are in jail right now, if you are suffering tremendously right now, even in your own house, you're responsible for your own choices. If you're experiencing the greatest of all these things, avoiding the hospitals, avoiding the jails, avoiding the torment in your house, the mental illness, the mental jail that many people are in, there's a good chance you're making wise choices according to Yahweh's word, according to his instructions, according to his guidelines. And we have this opportunity. So it's up to you to make these choices in life.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Torah Life Ministries. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Secrets or something or whatever. Well, I like nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go for the fiction stuff.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Like the Welcome Behind series or the Behind series with
Left Behind.
Yeah, that was Jenkins. Now I knew Jenkins
and LaHaye.
I interviewed him down the street years ago before he was famous, and then they write these Left Behind. Well, you know, I think you better be careful. Now they each made like $100 million off of it, so they're doing well. Fine. Well, actually, what's his name? Timothy. I also knew him. He died, but you know. Jesus said, no one knows the hour,
mm-hmm.
only the Father, not mm-hmm. me or anybody else. So if I'm conjecturing, I think he's going to come back mm-hmm. on May 3rd, 2027, it's like the height of arrogance. Jesus did, you're arrogantly saying that you know more than Jesus. Mm-hmm. He didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Back off. You will not know if Jesus doesn't know, right?